Oh my God. He hasn't texted me back in like 45 minutes. I bet he died in a car crash and I'm gonna be alone forever and I'm not gonna have any friends and I'm gonna be miserable. Huh? Sound familiar? Yeah, me too. What's up, guys? Welcome to The Anxious Therapist. My name is Jacqueline, and I am a full-time mental health therapist and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and I'm committed to sharing with you all of the stuff they probably should have taught us in school. Let's jump into episode 5. There are a lot of times where going from 0 to 100 is super fucking awesome. Like when you're in a really fast car, when you're on an awesome roller coaster. But when it's not so great is when you're going from 0 to 100 in anxiety world. That means there was no amping it up. All of a sudden, your brain was like, let's ponder this for a second. And you went from being perfectly calm to full-blown panic. Yeah, that shit's the worst. Today, we are chatting about catastrophizing and assuming the worst. They go hand in hand and are great friends of anxiety. They go way back. So catastrophizing can be done in any situation. It basically means taking the worst possible scenario and figuring that's going to be the outcome, just like assuming the worst. So from the example in the intro, I could lay in bed at night and Derek's out with friends and I'll wake up and he's not home yet, and that's totally normal. Always has been a thing. He's very extroverted, goes out, parties, takes an Uber home, always very responsible. But I could wake up and he's still not home, and I'll check my phone and he hasn't texted me, and boom, anxiety kicks in, and all of a sudden he must be dead. I bet there was an accident. He died. And before I know it, I'm laying in bed crying. And this leads to so many issues between us and stuff we've had to work through, because I'll wake up the next day and he's home and hungover and all that good stuff, and I'm pissed. I'm sitting on the couch and he comes out and he's like, hey, morning, and I'm not having it. I am feeling upset with him as if he did something wrong, when really it was my own brain fucking with me in the middle of the night, making me believe that there was no way he was safe and that he did something wrong. So this is called a cognitive distortion. It's a belief we have that feels so real that it's hard to see in the moment that it's not. So what were the facts? I knew Derek was going out with friends and wouldn't be home till late. Great. So when I wake up in the middle of the night and check my phone and he hasn't texted, why do I go right to some kind of accident and him being dead versus, oh, he's still out with friends, I'll see him in the morning, and then going back to sleep peacefully? Why does our brain do that to us? Well, that's called anxiety. These cognitive distortions hate facts. They will try to find any way around the facts and feed off of our emotions. So what I've learned to do is something called thought stopping. And in the moment when I feel that panic coming on and that, oh my God, I bet he's dead feeling and that worry, I stop myself and say, what do I know? Okay, I know he said he would be home by 2, let's say. And so it's only midnight and he knows I'm sleeping. So why would he text me, right? So, okay, logically that makes sense. Yep. And sometimes, oh, but what if he's not texting you because he's actually dead, and that anxiety starts to creep back in and you have to fight it and just say, I trust him. I know this is what he's doing. I will feel him crawl into bed. I'll hear the garage door open, stuff like that. And remind yourself of the facts. We have to be so careful because our anxiety can cause so many problems in our romantic relationships, in our friendships, in our relationships with our family members, because of reasons like this. It is so easy for me to wake up that next morning and go, you motherfucker, you had me so worried. How dare you? And blah, 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 blah. And all this blaming language and making it sound like his fault. And he's sitting there going, what the fuck? I told you I was going out with friends. I was safe. I took an Uber home. I'm sitting here safe right in front of you right now and perfectly fine. And I had a good time and I'd love to tell you about it, but you can't even hear that. So we have to be so careful, because that's when it's like, I need to check in with myself. And so it's one thing to say, hey, babe, I'm so glad you're safe. Like, I had such a rough night last night. Again, my anxiety was convincing me that there was something wrong with you. Maybe in the future, could you send me text updates every once in a while, even though you know I'm sleeping, just so that I know you're okay. Boom. We have just had this awesome conversation. I filled him in without blaming him, saying it was his fault. And then we problem solved a way to avoid this happening in the future. So I want you to do a quick gut check. Are you causing issues with this other person in your life, whether it's your friend, family, romantic partner, whoever, because you're too stubborn or too proud to own your mental health and say, hey, I'm struggling with this and it's causing me to feel this way, and in the future, I think this might be helpful. Could we try that? Because look, I'm super fucking introverted. On Saturday nights, I'm staying home. And if Derek wants to go with his buddies, great. He's really extroverted. He needs that time and that outlet with his friends to recharge. It's not fair for me to ask him to stay home every weekend to be with me just because that's what I would prefer and that's what suits my mental health better. I have to learn how to control my mental health and manage it in a healthy way. His mental health wants him to go, 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 and that drains me. So I have to do that honest gut check and say, is it a fight because of something that he did? And is it appropriate for me to be blaming this on him and upset with him? No, he didn't do anything. I chose to stay in and go to bed early, and then I woke up anxious in the middle of the night, not because of something he did. Because there is a difference. Your partner might be triggering things in you, and that is a totally different topic, but this was pre-planned, predetermined, and my anxiety just decided to act up. It had nothing to do with him and his behaviors. So that's where you need to get really crystal clear with yourself about what is the trigger and where is it coming from? Is it anxiety and your mental health, or is it someone else's actual behavior? That cognitive distortion will trick you into assuming the worst and blaming when it's not about that at all. Isn't this so great? Isn't this so fucking awesome how we can all relate on this topic of like, wow, I thought I was fucking crazy. Now look at me. Now I'm surrounded by all of you. Guys, we are in this together. And although when we were kids, we anticipated things like ghosts and stop, drop, and roll as being like the biggest worries we had, now we're worried about depression and anxiety and social interactions. Like, yeah, life problems that we did not anticipate having as a child. But here we are, thriving and making the most out of it. If you loved this episode and it sounded just like you, then I'm sure you're not alone and could pass this on to another badass woman who could benefit from hearing that she is not riding the crazy train alone. We are all here for her. So I want you to give it a share, send it to someone who you think could benefit from it, post it in your Instagram story, listening, tag me, and hashtag the anxious therapist. I am so grateful for you guys. I am happy to be sharing my anxiety journey so that you know you are never alone. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 5. I cannot wait to see you back here so soon.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.